So you'll probably remember that only yesterday I did a fantastic experiment with the same bean. It's the Ethiopian Yirgacheffe, a natural process. The bean itself is called Rocco Mountain, and it's been farmed and harvested at over 2,000 meters above sea level. So a bean that has had all the time to develop slowly and mature in the best circumstances all the way in Ethiopia, and brought over to England. And I've got this bean here roasted by two different roasters. And this is where the experiment really became so fascinating, because it was roasted on the same day, on the 13th of October. Today we are a week off, it's the 20th. And yesterday I kept this bean as an espresso pure. Got some really good shots, I think, and I would say it was fair for my palate to actually judge that the Rocco Mountain roasted by Extract Coffee Roasters just got in as a winner above the same bean roasted by Campbell and Syme here in London. Now the difference was, and I've discussed this yesterday in I'm sure the roast profile, because already in the color of the beans you could distinguish them very, very easily, the Campbell and Syme taking it a little bit darker in the roast. And the flavors were so totally different. Already when you ground the coffee, the smell that came off the ground coffee was different. And I promised, because Falcon Enterprises maybe are even the green bean merchant that bring that bean in. Now, I have to research that. I've got an inkling that it is them, but I'm not 100% sure. But they inquired, so what was the difference? And I said, again, that the one roasted by Extract Coffee just eclipsed the other one a little bit, because it was more interesting on the palate. It had this lemony thing going on, which for me was unusual for that bean, because I've had it also in a blend where it was more kind of a strawberry-like thing. So the two roasters also guide you on their package to their kind of flavorings that and notes that they get out. So Campbell and Syme direct you towards dark chocolate, strawberry, Turkish delight, whereas Extract Coffee guides you more towards lemon, blueberry, and floral notes. I can really distinguish all that as an espresso. I didn't get so much of the strawberry, I will say, when I kept that bean neat, the Campbell and Syme one. But today, as promised, I was going to put milk to it, and I've got two piccolo here in front of me. You'll see the photograph. Don't judge me on the latte art, but well, I tried. It wasn't bad at all, I think. But now the proof's going to be in the sip. I'm going to, which one I'm going to start with, because I did it really close, one after the other. They should really have the same temperature, hopefully. Well, I gave a lot of attention to the extractions, and they're so different to deal with, so I was very quick. I kept it at those parameters that I used yesterday, which I think worked really well. And I'm going to start. Let me see if I can get some strawberry out of this piccolo. Again, chocolate, quick, immediately there, silky, beautiful. I must say the milk is pretty good too. Gotta pat myself on the shoulder as well for that. Strawberry, yes, but at the very end, I would say. Let me try another sip. I'm getting a lot of chocolate, but I'm getting a subtle sweetness that could be a bit of strawberry. I think it is. Let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. Let's see that my palate is actually also in tune with what they'd like me to taste. I'm going to have a sip of water. Warm water, just to clear the palate a little bit. And going in to the piccolo, so just a bit more milk than a macchiato would be. I'm not a fan of milk, of loads of milk in my coffee. I want to have the coffee come through. So this lemon, blueberry, floral notes, which I so got as an espresso. Let me see how a little bit of milk changes that maybe. Well, the lemon is still there, toned down quite a lot. It takes nicely to milk, which for me is always a surprise, because if something is a bit too lemony, so zesty, I'm always kind of dubious where the milk will take to it. But this works beautifully. I'm actually going to give it a bit of a stir here, because it's been sitting around a little too long for my liking, just to get everything really nicely amalgamated here. Okay, another one with from extract coffee roasters. Rocco Mountain as a piccolo. Wow. I like it. The mouthfeel is lighter. Again, it's very interesting. They are so different. It's unbelievable. Here, I would say, on my palate, I mean, I like them both. Don't get me wrong. Yesterday, I liked them both. They're just so different, which was the fascination. And if you know what you like, you can actually engage with the barista, ask them what they think one should expect in a cup, and then just go for what you want. I think that is kind of the beauty of all these independent coffee shops here, of all these amazing artisan roasters that we've got in the UK. London being almost the metropole now of Europeans, for sure, for all the varieties that you can get and the quality. They're all buying in great beans. Green bean merchants are putting their hands on really good beans. Well, they're researching them. They're building lovely relationships with farmers, helping at source. All this kind of third wave thing going on. And what's so cool is that it's actually transferred into the cup. That respect that kind of comes all along that journey of that little seed that becomes a tree, becomes a cherry, grows more seeds in the cherry and then gets kind of harvested, processed, roasted. Quite a journey, I must say. And here it is on our palate. Right, I'm going to take another sip of the Campbell and Syme Rocco Mountain Ethiopian natural processed coffee. It's cooled down nicely, and when it cools down a bit more, the flavors have a chance to come through and shine even more. Again, chocolate is what hits me first. That's all I can say. There is this sweetness, there is a bit of strawberry. Maybe this one is more geared also to have more milk with it. Because if you have more milk, then it kind of tones down kind of the coffiness, if that's the right expression of something. And probably, you know, a lot of people here just drink cappuccinos and lattes where the ratio of milk is far greater. And not many people drink an espresso, which for me is almost a conundrum because you need to really taste those coffees as an espresso as well to just see what really is in there. Of course, milk can complement and should complement coffee extracted on an espresso machine. So, now, back to the lemon, blueberry, floral notes. Lovely. I mean, I'm really surprised how it takes well to milk. At least that little ratio of milk really works well. I, for my liking, would now say, I don't want to be sitting on the fence, but I will say, as an espresso neat, definitely extract coffee, for me, got a better journey for my palate, was more interesting, was really lingering as well afterwards, was really interesting, lovely, a lovely experience. And as a piccolo now, with a bit of milk, my palate is still used to having something that's a bit more heavier on the mouth. And I always like the chocolatey bit in with milk because it's just nice. Strawberries coming through for me. I would love to bring it out a little bit more still. So maybe it's in my extraction as well. Maybe that I should kind of tweak my extractions a little bit more to get maybe a bit more of that strawberry happening. But both, come on, don't get me wrong. Done with love, done with expertise, roasted really to whatever they want to create. And that's again, it's fascinating. Although there's another part of me that thinks a bean, you know, the characters that are really inherent in that bean, the roaster should bring that out. They both brought out slightly different things, interesting. And I probably will leave it at that. I like them both. Don't want to be sitting on the fence, but I honor both these roasters for what they're trying to do and for what they're offering to us, to people who just love drinking coffee. So thanks again to Extract Coffee and thanks to Campbell and Syme. It was kind of a chance that I got that bean as well that was roasted on the same day. Allowed me to do a fascinating side-by-side analysis of this beautiful bean, the Yirgacheffe Rocco Mountain, in a natural process.